Ruth chapter 1, part 1. The days of the judges. The story of Ruth is filled with incredible examples of commitment, dedication, trials, and deliverance. However, it is so much more than a history book, as it is filled with Old Testament shadows of redemption and our relationship with Christ in the New Testament. As we read, let us see our modern-day selves typed in these ancient teachings as we are redeemed and fall in love with our Boaz, Jesus Christ. Ruth 1, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. Neither the Bible nor history tell us who wrote the book of Ruth. We know the author was God himself to tie the scriptures prophetically together from historical to modern-day times. Many historians believe the writer was the prophet Samuel. God would give a prophet the prophetic utterance needed to supernaturally fit all the Old Testament shadows with the grace that came in the New Testament hundreds of years later under the dispensation of grace, the better covenant. Historians tell us these events took place over 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. After Joshua died, the Hebrew nation would not have a strong central government for about 300 years. There were 12 independent tribes with no central unifying force. These were the days of the judges. The form of government in the days of the judges was known as a theocracy. God himself was the direct ruler of the nation. Joshua 10:40 tells us before Joshua died, he utterly destroyed the inhabitants of the land, just as he was commanded. After Joshua died, and the powerful generation that conquered the land with him died as well, the new generation had the pleasure of having plenty of everything. They soon went back to the idolatrous influence of the neighboring countries. Judges 17:6. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes.